We all want to feel better, be happier, and have more freedom. And there are endless resources at our fingertips. But wading through a sea of self-help books, podcasts, and workshops takes more time than anyone has, except me. That's my job. I curate and translate the latest, most effective personal development wisdom to help you elevate your personal experience and improve the way you show up for others. I'm Kevin Miller, and this is Self-Helpful. Healing serious gut and digestive problems. Adi Arizini was 23 years old and, as you're about to hear, bloated, constipated, and only going to the bathroom once per week. That is critical digestive illness. She started researching the colon and herbs, and from it found healing agents and tea, from which she started a business, Teamy Blends, which is sold online and across the country in stores like Target. But this isn't an ad for Teamy Blends, and it is, of course, not a standalone magic bullet with tea. Adi made other significant lifestyle changes, which led her away from that harsh reality to more optimal health. I'm joined by my Functional Friday co-host, Randy James, medical doctor and functional medicine expert who deals with a lot of people with significant digestive problems such as Adi's. And we talk with her through her personal health journey, the benefits of tea, and of course, a lot more. In the latter part of the conversation, I asked Adi and she provided her top three list of what causes and helps alleviate digestive problems, which may be the greatest benefit you're going to get from this episode. Adi is offering us 20% off all her products at Teamy, T-E-A-M-I, teamyblends.com, if you use the code TRUELIFE. Again, this is not an ad, but of interest to us. Of note, Randy is a complete tea snob and buys high-end loose-leaf tea, probably consumes 5 or 6 mugs a day, maybe more. After a decade of friendship, I finally wanted to test reducing my coffee intake, and I started trying tea. Initially, I only liked black tea. I've now developed a broader palate. I still adore coffee, but I find it bothers my gut a bit, so I'm only doing it once or twice a week these days, but drinking a lot of tea. Again, the point of here is not tea, but Adi did find some great help with that. But you're about to hear all the things that she did, and they encompass a lot, even if you never drink a glass of tea in your life. The Self-Helpful Podcast was founded through the Zig Ziglar Corporation. June 15, 16 of 2023, I'll be in Dallas to attend and speak at the Ziglar Coach Summit. Really encourage you to go check out this event and see if it's something that might be a great fit for you. I'd love to meet you in person there. Go to Ziglar, Ziglar.com/coach summit. Following these sponsors who help make the show possible and provide great resources for your life, I bring you Adi Arizini and a discussion on achieving better gut and intestinal health and health overall. I'm a foodie and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935. And I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste. And right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually 3 times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of 7 requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Well, I've heard you say it, yeah, so many times as you've talked, especially with other providers, which I'm going to put a DU in that category. If you are providing health and wellness out there, and you say so many of, well, you get it, you came from their own.
Yeah, so from my perspective, a D as an MD, and my dad is also a doc, and the story in functional medicine for most people is that as a medical doctor, they don't find their way into functional medicine or what we would say is a better approach and understanding of wellness unless they themselves are sick or ill or a family member. And so for me, I was the son of a medical doctor and I was his worst patient because nothing was making sense.
Yeah.
Yep. And that is what can lead people to freak out about their health because they feel like some anomaly or someone that cannot be helped or someone that cannot, you know, solve their own problem, which makes you feel useless.
Well, and it also makes you feel stuck in the American healthcare system. People talk all the time about having great benefits or something. And I say, you know, sometimes that's a shackle. Because you freak out about your health care, you go to the doctor, you go in the system around and around a medicine, and maybe you get help, maybe not. But at the end of the day, you don't have confidence of increasing well-being. And that's that people don't want just to cover up their pain. They want to have confidence in that they have enough capacity and resilience to be a husband and a father and a wife and a mom and go start a business and live their life.
You know, you,
absolutely.
Yeah. And going to your story, I mean, so here you are at 23 with these severe health issues. What even gave you the mindset to look for something alternative as opposed to just going out to the corner doc and getting a prescription for whatever?
Well, at the time when I started to have these, I would say gut health issues, digestive issues, I was so constipated, to be frank, that I was going to the bathroom once a week. And there are so many Americans that go through this that don't talk about it because it's not a nice thing to talk about your poop or your digestion. It's just not something that people discuss. And I was at the time in the military. And
not a breeding ground for health and wellness.
Definitely not. You're thinking about a cafeteria that is making food for 2,000 to 3,000 people 3 times a day. So there's no way that you're going to be getting fresh ingredients or they're going to be using healthy oils. You're just going to get what you get. And that is the diet of the military. And I think that over, you know, the time period that I was there, I was accumulating all of this waste, all of these digestive issues without really finding a cure for it. And I was fine until one day I just looked like I was 5 months pregnant at all times. And my stomach was like an inflated balloon and it was hard. Like if you touched it, it was hard and stretched out. And I just started drinking coffee because coffee was the only thing that I was doing that was stimulating my digestive system. And you guys know how it is. You drink your morning coffee and then you take your morning poop. That's like how it goes. And then people know what I'm talking about. But my digestive system became so reliant on the coffee. And I was drinking like 5 cups of coffee a day. And it was messing with my adrenals. It was messing with my energy, my mood. And then it also stopped helping me go to the bathroom. And that's when I started like freaking out, you know, at that point.
What led up to that? So you're in the military and you talked about the diet from the cafeteria. Now you've also got the diet of, I would assume, lack of sleep and the diet of whatever your stress load was. But even prior to that, I mean, as a kid, were you generally healthy or were there some issues germinating back then as well?
You know, I was actually very lucky that I had a mother that came from a wellness background. So my mother was very health forward. Even when we had a low budget and not a high income family at all, she was making a lot of home cooked meals where my friends at school were having McDonald's for lunch. So I actually grew up with, I would say, more on the health side than not, which is why I think that later on, as I, you know, started eating for my, you know, when you get out of your parents' grasp and you're like, great, now I can have pizza and I can have McDonald's and I can have whatever I want. My body just shut down after a couple years because it wasn't raised that way. And giving it all of these toxins and all of these chemicals, it was just very sensitive, very aware that my body was like rejecting all of these things. But it took years of accumulation for my body to tell me or show me on the outside that enough was enough.
So I'm smiling at you all the time because it's just like this is the story of our existence. And so many people out there are hearing this now through your lens and the lens of saying these kind of words of, so, you know, of a leaning forward family and the information of symptoms that constipation is not this bad thing to avoid. Your body is giving you information and it's not crying out for more Ex-Lax or Metamucil or something like that, or a visit to the doctor, but it is information and it hurts. Pain is information. And so you were learning and you grew up in that kind of environment and could fall back on that. But also in the military, I can't skip over the fact that, you know, I was there more later in life and as an adult, but
he was an Air Force doc.
I was in the,
oh, Air wow.
Right. So I was in as a doc in the Air Force. Yep. And ultimately in a system-based medical approach, I got shut down. It is like, you cannot go talk about people's lifestyle and diets because this, it just does not fit into the system. And the system is built to keep these people going for 20 years. And nobody graduates from a 20-year military career and says, I am so much healthier. I'm so grateful for what they did to me. Now, and nowadays, you know, it's this promise of, you know, healthcare for life, which is not healthcare for life. It is disease management for the rest of your existence.
Absolutely.
So very interesting story. And you didn't even bring up the MREs. You at least talked about cafeteria food. But for anybody out there, do you know what an MRE is? Yeah,
unfortunately.
You know, 5,000 calories of something to just keep somebody going.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that the system, whether it's in the Army or whether it's out there in the world, is it's not a one size fits all, but it's treated that way.
Yeah.
And when you start communicating to yourself and saying, what are these symptoms? What do they mean? And where are they coming from? And that's what really led me down to the path of how was I going to solve these gut issues? And I wasn't even really aware of the words like gut health at the time. I was more aware of like my stomach issues that were problematic. And I ended up going and having a colonic, which is where they literally just, you know how it is, they stick a tube up your butt and they pull out all the gross waste that has been building up there. And it was a not very pleasant experience. But I didn't know what to do. I felt so hopeless and in so much pain for so long.
Had you gone to the doctor at all? Had you engaged the healthcare system?
I was in the military, so I had gone to my military doctor and they were suggesting to use different drugs, different pills. And I really didn't want to take those.
Yeah.
I was really resistant and they were like, well, that's all that we can do. And I had tried a couple of different things. I tried eating more fiber, drinking more water. But unless you're doing that for a long period of time, that's when you're going to see success, when you're really making those lifestyle changes. But in the moment, I was like, I need to resolve this current problem that I have, which led me to going to get that colonic and realizing at that point in time, I can't go get one of these every 2 weeks because I'm constipated. Yeah. I need to actually have something that resolves it for good.
So go into that, what you did. I mean, he, you know, from a functional medicine standpoint is so often saying, you know, what is going into the body that it doesn't need? What's not going into the body that it does need? So where did you bubble up to initially in regards to those?
I had just finished my military contract. I moved back home. I was living with my mom, moved back home to her in Florida, and she had tons of natural wellness books. And I picked up one that was talking about the colon. And I was like, let me open this book up. And I had read this, you know, it's a book by a chiropractor, and I had read multiple books by chiropractors that were talking about the colon and the gut and the microbiome and the bacteria and all of these issues that people were not aware how food was interacting or affecting the bacteria, affecting your body. And a lot of the symptoms that they were talking about is exactly what I had. And then they would talk about tea. They were talking like natural solutions and teas and herbs and plants. And I was just reading through these books and I saw this common theme where they would talk about natural plants, natural herbs. And so I went to my local Whole Foods and I picked up every single tea that said detox, liver cleanse, cleanse, gut cleanse, anything that I could find. And I started using them. However, all of these teas were about $5 and none of them seemed to make a difference for me. They all just were just like I was drinking a beverage in the morning, but I wasn't really seeing the results that I was looking for. And, you know, a couple months later, I ended up doing more research on the quality of different teas and loose leaf tea and how tea is made, how tea is dried, and then met my business partner and started our brand, really to solve my own problem of the stomach gut health issues that I was having.
Can I ask, did you notice then that going to a higher quality of tea and the loose leaf and that kind of thing and paying attention to the processing, did that have a noticeable impact in your symptoms?
Major difference, because, you know, think about it like this. When you go to a hotel pre-COVID, you'll see tea bags or coffee, right? That's there, but it is very low quality, like Lipton tea, for example, or some tea and it's a powder. It is not going to have not the flavor and not the antioxidants and not the phytonutrients that the higher quality loose leaf tea will have. But it's also the same with coffee. If you go get coffee from Dunkin' Donuts, it's going to be way different than going to a local coffee shop that brews, that makes their own coffee and brews their own coffee and makes their own coffee. So it's a major difference between the two.
When we fast, we stop eating food and allow our body to repair. The research on the benefits and the reset is profound. The problem is, we like food. We're addicted to food. Me too. Missing a meal or a day of eating is terrifying to a lot of people. So here is ProLawn. It's a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. ProLawn is not a diet. It's science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. ProLawn provides a 5-day program where you get snacks and soups and beverages all designed to keep your body in a fasting state while taking away the difficulty and mindset of deprivation. I've fasted for 5 days with nothing but water and my physical and mental state was incredible. My struggle was just wanting to fulfill my habit of eating. It was significant. ProLawn took that away. It's amazing. I feel like I'm cheating, but getting the benefits of fasting. So right now, ProLawn is offering What Drives You listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. So go to ProLawnLife.com/Kevin. That's ProLawnLife.com/Kevin for the special offer. Thankfully, the days of building a business website, then having this massive endeavor to integrate an online store are gone. Today, Shopify has fixed all that. I had one business where we actually built the entire website on Shopify's platform. So whether you're just starting out or you're selling $1 million of product already, Shopify is just the industry leader. It works the same for physical products or online and digital, and Shopify is just hands down the best out there. Most importantly, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. It's 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Getting people to buy is not that hard, at least to the buying point,
but getting them to actually give their payment info is, and Shopify is king in that department. They also have top tier customer service, which I think is critical. You can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Kevin. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Kevin to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Kevin.
Friends, I'm pretty candid about my lack of financial prowess. Money and numbers are fairly Greek to me, so I need a lot of guidance. One of my closest friends is a wildly successful wealth manager, and I'm working on some financial literacy and just continually seeking guidance. So I ask you to check out yahoofinance.com. Nobody knows it all, and Yahoo Finance is an incredible resource for the rookies like me or the seasoned investors. You know, before my dad passed away recently, Dave Ramsey and his wife Sharon flew down to visit. We all got to spend a day together, and I was at yahoofinance.com just now. I saw multiple news flashes from Dave and other people that you respect, and they're hitting so many of the hottest areas in finance today. So it's a place to get a snapshot of all aspects of your financial interests, and if you have them, your portfolios. I hadn't realized Yahoo Finance is the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. So for your comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. One more time. yahoofinance.com. Go into the tea. I was
going to ask, what teas really helped you? Huh? Is that where you were going? Like
I was going to go back. So this is an area where I'm going to admit it. I don't do tea. He's been trying to get me to he's got his fancy, it's like a smorgasbord of loose leaf, high end snobby teas. And he literally does not drink water. I've never seen you drink just water by itself. You drink tea.
Oh man, Doc, you got to drink water
all day long. He doesn't do anything before getting a cup of tea. And I've not done it because it just, to me, you know, I like my coffee in the morning. Then after that, I'll just drink water, and tea always was a little bland. Of course, he's telling me about the health benefits. So I'm just admitted that you're here and I believe it. I have not done that. And from an ignorant standpoint, then, I mean, when you talk about all these herbs and food is medicine, which again, we don't do here in America, but from a health and wellness provider standpoint, we know that is the best medicine. But how do you land on tea? So I'm ignorant in that. Why tea specifically? There's a lot of other things out there. Why did that get to be the primary muse?
Because there are specific tea ingredients that help with detoxing and with cleansing benefits, and they target the colon and they target the gut. And so you're going to be able to cleanse and flush toxins in a way from drinking a tea that is going to be effective and not use a drug or a pill to do that. But one of the main things that I wanted to make sure that you know is that the brand that I created and the product that I created wasn't because I wanted to drink tea or that I was a tea connoisseur or a tea expert. And most of our customers and the people that we help aren't necessarily even tea drinkers. And I'll take my husband, for example. I mean, he's from Portland. You guys know Portland loves coffee. Yeah. And he loves coffee. He loves the taste. He loves the flavor. And I don't have an anti-coffee company. It's really what makes you feel good long-term, and are you addicted to something or dependent on something to feel a certain way? So I can tell you right here on the air, I drink coffee probably 2-3 times a week because I like it, because it's nice. I like to go out and with a girlfriend and go get a cup of coffee. But as a daily basis, I don't need it to wake up. Yeah. I don't need it to drive or use it how I did when I was 23. I used it as a way to go to the bathroom. So the detox product that we created was specifically to help people's digestive system and gut health. And it was not necessarily to get people to drop their coffee, but they can if they want. But that's going off into a little bit of a tangent, because they're not dependent upon it.
Like so many people are unknowingly dependent, even subconsciously, on on their coffee or their wine or their sugar or their whatever. And I love the culture of tea, and you are going into it, or you, one could go into it medicinally, just like you did coffee too.
Mm-hmm.
But it is better. It is a more than theoretical, that one would be better to use the information of this kind of a food, which enhances, you get a daily nudge down a detoxification pathway. You get a daily communication within the body down multiple different pathways of physiology that is food as good information. And it doesn't mean that this other food or information like coffee is bad for you. It is enjoyable. It tastes good. It's part of the enjoyment of life. And the same with sugar. But if there's a dependence, or if sugar is communicating to your body down a pathway that equals insulin resistance and problems, right, now it's a problem.
You know, I have, I have so many girlfriends, young and old, that, and I started noticing this as a young child up until today. I'm still seeing this repeated by so many people, which is that I'll tell a girlfriend, I just saw a girlfriend the other day, and I was like, yeah, you know, I drink coffee like maybe twice a week for fun, and because it tastes good and whatever. And she was telling me, oh my God, if I didn't drink coffee every day in the morning and in the afternoon, I would just have a headache at 3 o'clock every day. I would have a headache. And then they drink more coffee and the headache goes away.
Yeah.
And I remember being 16 years old and my mom had a friend that would have debilitating migraines, like completely debilitating migraines. And she couldn't not have coffee, because then she would have these migraines and then she wouldn't be able to live her life and work. And those are extreme examples, but those are just examples of being dependent on something in such a harsh way that it can really take over areas of your life, like it did for me with my digestion. But I've never had a debilitating day on a day I didn't drink tea. I haven't, it doesn't, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't, right, like, it just doesn't have that same effect.
You know, it's the same with food. Nobody will have, many people will have a debilitating day if they don't have their sugar or their carbohydrate.
Yep.
But nobody says, oh my gosh, I didn't have my broccoli today. I'm just going to crumble.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Exactly. Or like, I didn't have a superfood smoothie, or man, I didn't take my, you know, and, right, and yeah.
These are not the kind of foods or drinks that create what we as a people talk about in terms of dependence. Or consequences. And those kinds of foods, addictions, tend to be these special foods, coffee, wine, sugar. Nobody's addicted to broccoli or to oolong. You know, it just doesn't happen. And so it's so
Brussels sprouts. You and I, we should start a fan club.
I can't eat steak without Brussels sprouts.
I still want to go back to your story, Adi, because it almost sounds too simple. That here you are, you know, you even try the teas at Whole Foods, doesn't do it. You find the loose leaf stuff, boom, all good. I'm guessing that it was not just that one sole solitary thing that took you from 5 months pregnant with a week's poop.
Yeah.
And then boom, mm-hmm, you're what else happened in there?
So definitely it's not a cure-all, fix-all for everybody. And it wasn't necessarily for me either. I obviously started eating healthier foods, cooking for myself now that I was out of the military. However, when I was formulating our detox program, the first week or so that I was doing the detox myself, I was in shock. I was in shock of how much my body was detoxing. I could not believe how much I was going to the bathroom as if it had been there for years, mm-hmm, as if it had been accumulating toxins for years. And so, of course, there is the drinking more water and the eating healthier, eating real fruits and veggies. But I have to say that my purpose and my goal with the detox program for myself and for others was a kickstart point. It's not there to fix someone's entire life, but it's there to help somebody get started. A lot of people that are our customers at Teamy, they're not vegans. They're not nutritionists. They don't have this natural functional medicine viewpoint. all they know is that they were fine and now they're not fine. Mm-hmm. And what can they do? And I would much rather have this program and tell them, hey, just do this. Whether they're educated on it or not, they go through the education process by doing the detox itself. But I found that for myself and for many others, the science and the explanations were so overwhelming. And I just was like, I'm just a regular girl that shops at Target. I'm not that educated on health and wellness. I want something simple. And if I can give that to people and it's tea and I know that it's going to help them, then I feel really good about what I'm doing. And it's not costing them an arm and a leg. And I know that it's going to help them from the inside out. And that's why we have so many customers that just rave about the detox, because we have customers that, you know, they might have acne problems, which is another symptom of the gut or another symptom of the colon. And different people come at it from different directions. Maybe they are addicted to coffee. Maybe they're looking for an energy kickstart. Maybe it's bloating and digestion like it was for me. So it really is able to kind of be customized for whoever is doing the program.
Is gut health still a primary focal point for Teamy Blends?
Absolutely. We're coming out with some new like probiotics and natural digestive enzymes for the new year, but it all starts from the gut. And then once you have done the detox, and the question is, what's next? How can you add in superfoods? And so we came out with our wellness line that has plant-based protein powders, and it has our superfood greens powders. And we're really focusing on helping people take the first step to small daily healthy habits so that they're really, you know, strengthening themselves and fortifying themselves from the inside out long term.
And this goes to you saying, like, for you, the tea was incredibly beneficial and also a catalyst then for these other necessary things, which it sounds like that's what you're using the company for now. Get them started here. But yep, it's still an impetus to look at the big picture and do a lot of things beyond tea.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people can't afford to go to functional medicine doctors and can't afford, or people don't have health care. And even if they do, they wouldn't get the help that they need. So my mission is really to have a very simple company with simple products that people can use every single day to feel better from the inside out, and they can understand it. And we can educate them on that without getting too heavy into, you know, science and complexities. We want to make it simple for people.
Yeah. Amen to that. Yeah, amen to, well, I want to graduate people off of me, right? Like, somebody ought not need the time, the effort, the money, the energy to go to a functional medicine specialist to get out of this pit. Now, some people will need that. And I want to be there for those people, but to what end? To not to need me forever. And one of the hopes that we've also kind of thought about is, gosh, why doesn't primary care in general in America just talk that way? To where it's, you don't have to go get a PhD in biochemistry to make breakfast and to understand fat, carb, and protein and this and that and the other, but you can learn how to enjoy simple, good things. Food is information. It's not weird. It's been around for thousands of years. This is the way people have lived. And these days in America, like you say, we've gotten ourselves culturally so off track that it takes the pain of pooping once a week to nudge people
to wake up.
And that's okay.
Hopefully.
I mean, well, hopefully, and all of us, We are blessed with pain. Pain tells us, hey, stop doing that. Try to do something else. And love what you're doing with the simplicity and the idea of graduating people onto what ought to be kind of the normal everyday awareness of what food is and how to enjoy coffee and how to be a better coffee snob or tea snob or wine snob or food snob. And we say that facetiously, but that just means enjoying food the way it's meant to be enjoyed.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I've recognized also through this journey is that when people go to the doctor and they say, hey, I have this problem, what should I do? And the doctor writes them a prescription, that that action, it immediately takes responsibility off of the person.
Yeah.
It's saying that the doctor knows better than me, and how could they? How could they know better than you and your body? You need to first communicate with yourself and ask yourself, you know, when did this problem start? You know, what was I eating at the time? And usually within a 5-minute conversation that you can have with yourself, you can decide, maybe it's the gluten, maybe it's the cheese, maybe it's the sugar, maybe I need to stop smoking. And people are giving up their personal responsibility of their own health and saying, I went to the doctor and the doctor told me to take this drug. And then they can complain that the doctor, that it didn't work, or that it did work, or whatever. They don't take responsibility. So that's my journey, was the journey of being aware of my own responsibility, that I needed to do something. I needed to change something for me, and I needed to figure out what it was, and how could anyone else tell me what's going on with my body? They don't have some sort of machine that can tell you these things. Still, with all the science and everything that's going on, the person knows almost instantly when you just start thinking about it. You know what I mean?
I want to expound on that, about you talking responsibility, because this is, and we talked about it real briefly before we started the show, where here I was broadcasting to tens of thousands of people, you know, inspiration, motivation. He's on the other side of the wall talking to a patient, helping diagnose what's happening with them and hopefully prescribe a pathway that would take them to health and wellness. And yet it's only as good as his ability, unfortunately, or for better or worse, to inspire them to do the things they need to do and take that personal responsibility. So back to you. Now, obviously, the more you can influence people to purchase your product is good for your business. But what about that reality you came to, or I'm assuming, where here you've got a product, you know it can help people, but it's only as good as your ability to inspire them to do it. So now I see you, and you do, and I don't know that you know this, and if people are listening, that you are a personality in the business world for your ability as an influencer. And you've grown, what do you have, you guys have on like Instagram, 1 million+ followers, I think?
Yes, for our brand.
Yeah, for the brand. But still, your ability to do that and realize how do you, because we have a lot of people out there who are not only pursuing their own health and wellness, but they're providers, practitioners to some degree. They know they can help people, but they don't have the ability to because they have not figured out how to influence and actually inspire them. Talk to that a little bit, because even us as just recipients realizing, okay, it's one thing to get the information. It's another thing to have the motive to actually do what we need to do. And back to what you said, take responsibility.
Totally. And with the responsibility of creating a business, you say, well, how am I going to get the word out of my products? And 7 years ago is when we started the brand, and I took to Instagram. It was, you know, if it's a free platform at the time, the way that the algorithms were very easy to get noticed, to get in front of people. And I was 23 years old, so there was no supermarket or store that was going to take me seriously. So I almost went to e-commerce, not because I was very smart, but because it was the only option for a 23-year-old trying to start a wellness business. I wasn't a doctor. I was a certified personal trainer, but I didn't have any other credentials that would get me in the door somewhere. And being able to communicate authentically to people about my own problems, and talking about bloating and talking about digestion in a very, conversational way, really resonated with people. So we started really promoting that and creating new products, creating a lifestyle and making it fun. I wouldn't necessarily say that I'm the top expert on the planet, but we have grown our business with this. And the main thing that we did is we started working with influencers, because I myself was not a social media personality, but if I can get my product into the hands of other people that have influence, that have people's attention, and they can do my program, they can tell others about it, I can then reach more people. Mm-hmm. And that was our strategy 7 years ago, and it's still our strategy today. Who do I give this to talk about Teamy so that more people can find out and be exposed to TME and come to our brand. Because once they come to our brand, we'll take care of them. But the issue is, how do we get them there in the first place? It's how do we get them there? You know, do we send postcards, billboards? No, we don't do that anymore. So what do I need to do? And so using other people's relationships with their own following was the first thing that I did 7 years ago. And we still do, that is still our main source of exposure today.
What's your, how do you describe what, like your own bio, how you would describe yourself? I mean, I don't get the feeling that, oh, you're the tea lady. You know, everybody just, oh, I, you know, it's tea. It's all about tea. That is it as a motivator, inspiring, educating, where do you fit yourself as in your primary role today?
I would, you know, I always say that I'm the co-founder and CEO of TME Blends. And the way that I describe my brand is a lifestyle brand that creates wellness and skincare products inspired by the health benefits of tea. And that's usually how I'm describing my business. But I would still say that my primary role is CEO. That's still what I do. Even if I'm doing social media stuff, if I'm doing this podcast with you guys, there's all under the heading of CEO. You would have to see I manage the inventory for our business. I manage all the marketing for our business. We've still got a long way to go as a business and as a brand to where I can focus more on PR, which I would love to get to at one point.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I wanted to ask some questions specifically about tea.
Well, okay, we can go there because I was going to ask, you know, when you talk about skincare as well, I tend to, and again, I'm not the doc. I didn't found a health and wellness company.
But you have skin.
I do have skin. Well, but I tend to, I mean, admittedly, I tend to think of inside out, you know, about what I'm putting in my mouth. And I have not historically thought about external, which to my wife's chagrin, because from years of pro cycling and sun exposure and stuff, here I am at 50 with, my skin looks like crap compared to yours, which is irritating. But I don't do anything topically. I, you know, again, paying attention to the inside, but I don't. So yeah, I'm curious about that. And obviously that relates to the tea again.
Yeah. I mean, in 2017, we had at the time, our product range did not have all these wellness powders. We had our detox program and we had about 10 other teas. But because I noticed that our customers, they are not tea drinkers, that the majority of the sales that people were interested in was the detox program. That's where people were buying the most. And I felt like, how else can I help the customer? And I just surveyed them on social media. I sent them a survey and I was like, guys, what do you want TME to make next? And they said natural skincare that really works. And so I said, okay, I've never made skincare before, but let's take a shot at it and let's make sure that it's on brand for the business. And how do we use the antioxidants, the polyphenols, and the phytonutrients that are in tea and use them topically on your skin to create, like you said, that 360 approach. And so now somebody will come to TME and they might have found out about us because of our skincare. And then they might try our superfood powder, or they might come in and do a detox and then they might try some of our skincare. And because we take such good care of them and our products are really high quality and they work for people, they almost just trust us with their skincare or with these other areas of their life. And, our skincare can even be found in Ulta stores, which is a beauty store all across the United States. There's got, I think, 3,000 stores. So our skincare is in those stores as well. And so we were able to like branch out and really do this 360 degree approach to natural wellness on the inside and natural skincare on the outside.
Yeah. Do you buy, so for those of us who are tea drinkers, A couple of questions. One, just kind of offhand, have you incorporated mushroom into your tea or thought about that?
We are currently making wellness powders with mushrooms, adaptogenic mushrooms as well. So the answer is yes.
Interesting, because, you know, coffee also has that in there as well. Some of the coffee makers are adding mushroom in there.
Yeah, why not? If you can, anytime that you can add a superfood ingredient, I would just say, why not? Just why add not? It in there. Why not? Just put it in there.
What? So on the business side of things too, and as we've been to trying to look at the bones or the infrastructure of supplement companies, how have you gone about the process of sourcing your teas? So all of this comes out of the, you know, India, China, the Orient, mostly, I'm assuming. So what has been like the nuts and bolts of being able to ensure that you know what you're selling to people?
Such an important question. We are very, very lucky because we have a man on the ground in Asia that's part of our business that can go to the factories, can do the quality control, can send us pictures of exactly what's going on. Because if you, unfortunately, if you do not have a man on the ground or you can't go travel there yourself, you can have the rug pulled out underneath you. You would be surprised at how much smoke and mirrors there are in this industry. They can say they're adding one ingredient or a certain percentage of that ingredient, and they are not. And so that's, again, where quality comes in. And the companies that really care are the ones that are going to have lifelong customers because the products work. So that's, we have a man on the ground that's able to help us with quality control when we want to bring on a new manufacturer or a new sourcing of a specific ingredient. We can send him to that location and we can see if it's ethically sourced. We can see how it's made and ask all the questions that we want to ask, not over email or a Zoom call. We can actually be there and look for ourselves.
Yeah.
Hey, just on gut health, I do want to just zero in there before we're done on this. I mean, that's where this started for you. And we've talked about the benefits of tea, but I don't think we can repeat the overall, you know, core of gut health enough. In your business, in your life, in working with people, when you look at that and say, yeah, here's a great ingredient, what are the primary culprits that you point to for people of what not to be taking in that causes, that wrecks the gut health, and the primary things along with tea to put in?
Can I ask, absolutely, along with that, what's your primary, what's your favorite tea? Down the detox program, how do you prioritize them in your head?
Okay, so I'll answer those one by one. As far as the catalysts to terrible gut health and what you should be avoiding, number one, if you are drinking soda, that is the first thing that you can absolutely cut from your life immediately. It has zero nutritional value and zero benefits, and it is incredibly addictive, almost like drug addiction to soda. You're just consuming chemicals. So soda is definitely number one.
I'm going to assume you're talking any kind, whether it's sugar or diet.
Absolutely. Right. It's different if you're drinking, you know, like LaCroix, it's not as bad. Those kinds of bubbly waters. I'm talking more like Coca-Cola, Sprite, Dr. Pepper, those Mountain Dew, those kinds of drinks, energy drinks. Honestly, that is the fastest way to terrible health is you're drinking all of these chemicals. And I see the doctor nodding his head, agreeing with me. And so that is number one. Number two is chemically processed foods, usually from fast food places or microwavable dinners, things that are not, that are prepared ahead of time and frozen. And you don't know how long they've been frozen. They could be on the shelf for a year or more. And you have to think about the chemicals and the preservatives that you have to put on those foods in order to preserve them for that long. So we talked about soda, we talked about those chemically processed foods, and I would also say heavy alcohol drinking. So I am a lover of wine myself. I love wine. But I drink maybe a glass of wine every 2 weeks. That's me. And if somebody drinks a glass of wine a week, do your thing. But you are going to see your, if you're drinking a lot of heavy liquor, a lot of beer, over time, you will see that your body starts to break down a little bit over the years. And so those three things I would say to cut down or to, you know, to really test for yourself, experiment with yourself. How do you feel without one or more of those in your diet?
So then on the other side, so those are things to keep out. What about some of the primary things that you want to put in along with tea?
I personally drink a gallon of water every day. Some may call that excessive. I have a huge gallon jug. I got it off of Amazon, and my cravings reduce, my energy increases, my skin is more glowing and clear because I drink a lot of water along with drinking my tea.
Here's a question though, because water is one of those tricky issues. What kind of water, how do you filter it? What's your pathway there?
I have a filtering system, very expensive, that I had to put into my house. It's called, it's something with an R and I'm forgetting.
The reverse osmosis?
Yes, the reverse osmosis. That's the filter that I have in my home. I definitely recommend having some sort of filter. You don't necessarily need to get that one. There's the Brita filter, which is also great. Everyone's viewpoint on water is different, but what I can say is that if you are a soda drinker, any type of water that you're going to be drinking is going to be better than that soda. And the people that I speak to every day are ones that were raised. They were raised on fast food. They were raised on McDonald's. And just getting them off of Coca-Cola to water is like a massive difference in their life. Just that one change. So I would say water. This is my personal opinion. I make myself a superfood smoothie every single day, whether I'm eating it for breakfast or for lunch. And I get to put in there superfood powders like greens powders and protein and mushroom adaptogen powders. And I'm able to get a lot of fresh ingredients in a smoothie. So if people are looking to improve their wellness and their gut health, being able to churn up all of those fruits, vegetables, great superfoods, and they're liquid. So they enter your bloodstream faster. You're able to digest and absorb them quickly. I highly recommend that for your gut health as well. And lastly, I would say, my own personal opinion on this, I take a lot of calcium and magnesium at night, which are two minerals that really help relax the body, and they help me get better sleep consistently. So every night I'm drinking a calcium and magnesium supplement. It's one of our teeny supplements, but it really helps me relax and get good sleep, which helps me be more productive in general.
And if somebody is saying, okay, I want to do a detox, how do you rank your teas down the detox pathway? What do you feel like are the more powerful ones, more beneficial ones in that area?
Well, we only have one main detox program, and so that is the one that I would direct them to. And out of all the detox programs that I've done myself, and I've done many, I really truly believe ours is one of the most effective out there. And my husband loves it. Our customers love it. You know, we've been out here in the community for over 7 years, and on a yearly basis, it's not just the detox program, but we have over 500,000 customers every single year, I would say, through all the different ways that people find TV products. Now, they're not all the detox program, but we get a lot of loyalty and support because it helps change someone's life so dramatically that they're like, oh my God, I have to tell my friends and family about this. And then they'll trust us for the rest of their wellness products because of it.
I need a detox. Do you need a detox?
Every day.
We need to send you guys a couple packages.
I'm seriously thinking about that. I hate to admit it because, you know, when should you start your health and wellness, you know, resolutions anytime. But it's the new year. I'm imbibing a lot right now. I think everything you said. Yeah, I'm doing well. No,
you're
not the,
all
no
the way
processed
up to
food.
A glass of wine a week, Kevin.
A glass all the way up to a glass of wine per hour. Yes,
she
exactly.
doesn't know about it.
Yeah, per hour.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm really. These are not guidelines that anyone should necessarily live their lives by. You have to do what works for you. You have to. It's such a personal choice and a personal journey. But I know that when I started eating fresh foods and stopped getting things that were microwavable, yeah. it was a huge difference in my gut health and in my skin health and in my overall energy levels. Huge.
Well, one of the things that I'm taking away from this, Adi, thank you, is Kevin and I, we often talk about the fact that we live in a blue zone. So there hasn't been a microwavable dinner in our existence in
can't remember
decades, and we forget
Amazing.
That and yeah. people out there hasn't been a soda again in decades. And you know, then I get stuck, I get wrapped up around the axle of, okay, what's the downside of reverse osmosis versus this method of filtration versus that. And to get back to the essentials and the basics is refreshing, and for you to say that through your story, and it's really going to connect with people to make the change that you can make. And if it's soda or Rockstar or whatever, these do make a big difference.
Yeah,
totally. And you have to know that you and I were the minority of awareness levels, yeah. and that most Americans, I'd say 80%, are raised and addicted on soda. And those are my people. Those are the people I'm trying to help. Those are my target people. I'm like, I just want to help those people, because I know that if they continue to drink Coca-Cola every day for the rest of their lives, that they are going to feel super yucky from the inside. And if I can help them by doing a program or by doing something, and that can help them a little bit, it might then be the turning point for them to then say, you know what, I'm gonna go to the gym. It's those little baby. It's really those baby steps.
Yeah. Yep. Hey.
Okay. Well, I have one more question. Oh. If you are not detoxing, if you're gonna sit down with your favorite afternoon cuppa, what do you go for?
I go for any of our blends that have oolong in it. I'm a huge oolong fan. I love matcha. So I'm definitely on the green tea side of the spectrum. So there's, you know, there's white tea, there's red tea, there's black tea, there's green tea. I love me some oolong. I also love anything with mint in it. So you'll find me drinking mint tea, peppermint tea. My mom grows all of these mint ingredients in her garden, and she actually makes me her own very special tea that's not sold anywhere. So you'll find me drinking that.
Love it.
What are you?
I'm a white tea person. Okay. So I will choose white tea first, and then I will choose the mints.
Mm.
And I am becoming a fan of yellow. So kind of that in between there and playing around with those. And the last couple of days I've been doing the skinny. So the oolong and the mint oolong. And I showed John, I was like, oh, this is so interesting. There's this oolong and mint. So, so thank you for that. I'm not any skinnier.
You got a convert. You can't get any skinnier. All right. I can though. So I'll try it. Hey, thank you for giving us the time.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing what you do to help people get weller.
Likewise to you guys.
If you know people suffering from gut and intestinal problems, think about sharing this episode with them, or simply just the information that you heard. Again, Adi is offering us 20% off all her products at teamiblends.com. That's teamiblends.com. Just go and order whatever you want at checkout. Use the code TRUELIFE. Thank you so much for tuning into the Self-Helpful Podcast, where I strive to help you and me elevate our personal experience and the way we show up for others. Stay driven, my friends.